When the NBA Finals begin this week, two of the league's most interesting players will challenge each other on the court. Jason Kidd is the leader of the New Jersey Nets. Tony Parker is a promising young player for the San Antonio Spurs. They're both point guards, and they both make all the difference to their teams. Joining us now is NPR's Tom Goldman. He covers sports for this network, and starting today, he will talk to us regularly here on weekends. Tom, welcome.
It's a pleasure, Steve.
I suppose what got me thinking about this subject was the ball game Thursday night when the San Antonio Spurs clinched their spot in the finals. The game completely changed at the end because one player was changed on the court, just one, the point guard.
And one player who really wasn't supposed to be out there. Tony Parker is the brilliant starting point guard for San Antonio. He ate, reportedly, some bad creme brulee, and Tony should know better because he was born in Belgium and raised in France, so he should know his creme brulee. He got food poisoning. He only put in 13 minutes in the game. His backup, Speedy Claxton, didn't play well. Who should come on but 37-year-old Steve Kerr? Remember Steve Kerr? The most he's done for the Spurs in the last couple of years is regale his teammates with tales of past glory, because Steve Kerr won three championship rings with the Chicago Bulls and Michael Jordan. But here comes Steve Kerr, 37 years old, hits 4 3-point shots, spurs them on to victory and into the finals. And it was amazing. What really struck me watching that was how tired he looked. I mean, his face was red, he was winded, 12 minutes, but he gave his all.
You know, I suppose by way of journalistic full disclosure, I should mention that I've met this guy. He's related to my wife. I met him one time before the season started, as a matter of fact, and he was kind of indicating that it looked like this might be his last season, and he was thinking about what he'd do, life after basketball, wasn't sure that anybody would take him anymore, and from what I read, he might be rethinking that after the performance the other night.
Then along came the bad creme brulee, and there you have it.
And you have your big chance. Now, Tony Parker will be recovered from the creme brulee, I suppose, in time for the first game this week, right?
We're hoping so. Yeah, they'll have had, you know, several days for him to recover and eat good food. And when he is recovered, as I mentioned before, he's a fabulous player, only 21. I mean, we're looking at seeing this guy for maybe another 15 years in the league. And he's a dynamic player. He's got this shot they like to call the teardrop, where he runs in against much, much larger players and just kind of lofts the ball out of reach of their outstretched hands and drops it in like a little teardrop. Most of the times the teardrop is working. Some of the times it isn't, and that's an interesting point here, is that center Tim Duncan is the best player on the Spurs, but really, as Tony Parker goes, so go the Spurs. His inconsistency during the playoffs, a lot of people say, is one of the main reasons the Spurs have been inconsistent, because they've been brilliant at times. Obviously, to beat the three-time defending Lakers, you have to be that, and then coming back to beat Dallas. But at times, they've had huge leads and then lost those leads, and some people see that as a function of Tony Parker's inconsistency in youth.
And I guess if he starts out to have a bad game, he might look a little suspiciously if somebody else on the team says, here, have a bite of this.
Exactly. Yeah, watch for the Nets offering them all kinds of food.
Now, for the New Jersey Nets, they also have a critical, critical player in Jason Kidd. I mean, the point guard, as you were saying, is always critical, but this is a guy who has completely changed his team, a team that before Jason Kidd was eternally losing.
Absolutely right, and as important as Tony Parker is to the Spurs, I mean, Jason Kidd is everything to the New Jersey Nets, and as well he should be. He is the best point guard in the league. He is so much fun to watch. If you don't like basketball, if you've never even heard of basketball, just watch a few of these games to watch Jason Kidd. He involves everyone on the court, which is what you want to do as a great point guard. Steve, if you were sitting close enough to the court, he would involve you, so you would have to watch the game with your hands up, because Jason Kidd...
I've got a pretty good jump shot, you know.
So yeah, well, if you can get
slow.
A press pass, you know, go down there and wait for the pass.
And see if I get a pass, yeah.
Right. So... he has turned the Nets into, you know, people who love team basketball, which is what basketball should be at its essence, love watching the Nets. And he is the major reason why the cool pick right now is to pick the New Jersey Nets to win this championship, which is quite startling, because for the last several years we've been hearing how great the Western Conference teams are. They are, normally the best teams. They have most of the best players. But Jason Kidd is such a factor in games. He can turn games. He can get his team so involved that and plus the Nets have won 10 straight playoff games, that some people are saying they have a realistic shot at winning this championship.
Well, you mentioned the team concept of basketball and how important Jason Kidd is, but I gather he might be leaving this team after this season.
He might, and that's a very interesting subtext to this championship as well. Watch the Tony Parker versus Jason Kidd matchup, not just for the reasons that we have talked about, but also because there is talk that once Jason Kidd becomes a free agent in the offseason, the San Antonio Spurs might be very interested in picking up Jason Kidd. Now, I've read things, and a lot of basketball insiders have said that would be crazy. As great as Kidd is, Tony Parker shows such promise, and the Spurs are really a wonderful deep team as well, a real team, not like the Lakers, for instance, a Kobe and a Shaq. There's concern that if Jason Kidd went to the Spurs, it would just be all about Jason Kidd and Tim Duncan. Right now, the Spurs, as I said, have a tremendous cast of players, and you know, so they're going to have to weigh that. Of course, it all depends on how this championship plays out.
And of course, if Jason Kidd goes to the Spurs, then Steve Kerr becomes the fourth string point guard, assuming he stays another season somehow.
But he'll be ready. You know, he'll be riding that bench as a 47-year-old, and he will be ready for the call.
NPR's Tom Goldman covers sports, and from now on, he'll be talking regularly to us on the weekends here on All Things Considered. Tom, thanks.
Thank you, and I look forward to it.
And since we're now doing some sports on the weekend, we've decided, one time only, to bring you the weather, too. Sports and weather together. It's going to be 81 and sunny tomorrow in East Rutherford, New Jersey. 97 and sunny on Monday in San Antonio. 76 degrees and sunny, surprisingly, in Tom Goldman's town of Portland, Oregon. You can rely on your local station for the traffic.